RV Loan Interest Tax Elimination Bill introduced. The proposed legislation, H.R. 8672, marks a significant development in the RV industry's push for tax relief. By extending the Working Families Tax Cuts No Tax on Auto Loans provision to trailers, campers, and RVs, lawmakers aim to make recreational vehicle ownership more accessible to families across the country. The bill, introduced by Congressman Rudy Yochim and Congresswoman Dina Titus, has garnered support from several key stakeholders in the industry. The RV Industry Association has praised the legislation for its potential to boost economic activity and create jobs in Indiana, which is home to the majority of the nation's recreational vehicle manufacturing. According to Representative Yochim, the bill would provide significant relief to families who rely on RVs for summer road trips or retirement living. "It's a big investment, and it should be treated like one," he said. This sentiment resonates with millions of American households that own an RV, many of whom use their vehicles as a primary mode of transportation. The bill's proponents argue that restoring the interest deduction would lower the cost of ownership for families across the country. With over 8 million households owning an RV, this could have a significant impact on the industry's overall economic activity. Industry leaders see the legislation as a vital step in keeping RVing affordable and supporting the continued success of the $140 billion American industry. Correcting this discrepancy is a vital step in keeping RVing affordable for consumers and supporting the continued success of our industry, said Craig Kirby, president and CEO of the RV Industry Association. The bill's application to trailers, campers, and motor vehicles designed for recreational or seasonal living quarters is particularly noteworthy. This broad range of coverage could have far-reaching implications for the industry as a whole. Indiana's 2nd District, which manufactures roughly 80% of all recreational vehicles sold in the United States, stands to benefit significantly from the legislation. The RV industry supports tens of thousands of Indiana jobs and drives billions in economic activity each year. The bill would apply to RV loan interest on indebtedness incurred after December 31, 2025. This timeline suggests that lawmakers are aiming to phase in the changes gradually, allowing the industry time to adjust. As the bill moves forward through the legislative process, industry leaders will be watching closely for signs of support and opposition. With its bipartisan backing, H.R. 8672 has a strong chance of becoming law and providing relief to families across the country.